Welcome back, everyone, to the show for The Low Cinema, a movie podcast where our motto is, we just hope it doesn't suck. This is episode 376B. How did that ever start? I have no idea.
B.
Second episode for the week, we will now discuss our thoughts on Roadhouse from Amazon. With you for that discussion, Grayson Maxwell-Raj Stilling and Christopher Bond for the episode discussing Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, including the whole box office breakdown, which is not on that episode because we're recording on Saturday instead of Sunday. What's streaming and trailer talk? Check out episode 376A posted on Tuesday, April 2nd. Well, guys, we talked about one movie that was not well received.
Spoilers.
Let's talk about another one that may not be well received.
Wait, you guys didn't like this one?
I did not.
movie has more heart than Ghostbusters.
I 100% disagree with that.
This is a better Terminator movie than...
Stop it.
Also true.
Stop it.
Stop
Who's
it.
Who's
the Terminator, though, in this?
That's a good point. That's a good question. We have a tomato meter of 59% and an audience score of 55. So look, pretty close.
I do want to mention, so like having a critic score of 59 here to me...
Is actually is amazing.
Is a fucking shock.
Yeah, agreed.
A shocking development.
Yeah, like, why? Well, because I expected to see, like, critic score 22, yep. Audience score 94.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I expected to see on this
film. I expected to see really low and really high.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I knew before going into this is, for some reason, Conor McGregor was receiving a lot of hate, and I didn't know why.
Do you know why now?
No, I still don't know why. Okay. Do you know why? Is there
cocaine.
Oh, okay, fair. Let's talk about Roadhouse, but first the Metacritic. Metacritic on Roadhouse is not a whole lot better at 58.
58's actually not terrible.
I know. Well, I think
if you really think about it,
for something.
I was gonna say, didn't Ghostbusters just have 56?
Yeah, I think so.
Like 46.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh yeah, 46. Okay. Let's talk about Roadhouse with some particulars. Jake Gyllenhaal, Danielle Melchior, Billy Magnussen, Jessica Williams, Joaquin D'Almeida, Conor McGregor, Lucas Gage, just to name a few. Oh, my favorite character, Mo, played by Arturo Castro, which I really dug him. Directed by, and here's another hot button issue, is Doug Liman. And this baffles Roger and myself as well, is Doug Liman was the last one to know this was not for theatrical release. Isn't that kind of nuts?
That shouldn't be a thing, right?
I would agree with you. It shouldn't.
I would argue if that's even true or not. You know what I mean?
Well, Doug Liman, what's his thing? He does not want to make streaming films. He only wants to make films for theatrical. That's how they got him. So at least that's from what I understand. That's how they got him to do it.
Here's the issue, and I don't want to harp on Doug Liman because obviously, like, I enjoy what he does. Like, look, man. I get it. You want your movie to be theatrical? Sure. No problem with that. But I don't want to say, like, maybe he's just not the brightest bulb. If everybody else knows, whether this is just... from what I understand, like, this is true. Now, listen, I have no real insight into anything. I cannot identify a source that tells me that this is factual. Is that he might have been the only person that didn't know, and I don't understand how that's possible. One... And I mean, the biggest part of this, right, is the fact that this is an Amazon Prime Video movie, okay? Now, look, there have been several Prime Video things that have gone, you know, theatrically,
mm-hmm.
Okay? There are not movies like this.
No. Here's the thing. Even so, Doug, I've seen your movie, man. If this would have hit theaters, it would have made 23,000 tops.
Oh, I don't know.
Nah,
I think it would have done well.
I'm sorry. I meant 23 million, but still, like that's as far as it goes, right?
I think you underestimate this. The bringing the Connor and Jake combined.
This thing crashes and burns because it's not that good. It's not worth people's time and money. It doesn't. No one's gonna go watch Connor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal fight over, you know, Godzilla and Kong. So it's like this movie doesn't make money. He's better off.
I don't disagree with you. However, the one thing that the Doug Liman thing is that's been the reason I chose that to talk about. And I was, you know, that's been a news story. Like, that's been on several different reported sites.
I mean,
and, like,
I'm sure there's someone at Amazon that Doug Liman's never going to work with.
Sure. I imagine. Well, there's the thing is, like, there was the whole thing with him up till they released it. He was trying to make that not happen. And I understand you want, like Roger said, you want your film to be theatrical, of course. But I think Roadhouse would have done fine. I don't think it would have come out to
Well, I mean, here's the thing with a movie like Roadhouse, and this we can move past it in a second. You put this out in like early September, it can run the box office for 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. No problem about it. I wouldn't have been surprised by it. But, I mean.
And also, I don't know why he.
We're not exactly fucking watching Oscar bait here, folks. Don't sweat it.
I mean, we are watching a remake of a very popular, very important 80s movie, though. Well, I think that's a big question.
The other thing is, too, is critically, though, the original Roadhouse, which is a cult classic, is not exactly well received.
No, it's not. I mean,
like there's a lot of folks that think, you know, the original Roadhouse is trash anyway. Yeah. So
when that movie came out, it was reviewed very poorly for being trash.
Yes, it was.
Yep. Well, I mean, the only reason it's remembered is because of Patrick Swayze. I mean,
and Sam Elliott. Yeah, I mean, sure, It had a good cast.
Sure. But yeah, and this one's quite a bit different, I think, as well. But let's talk about it. Roger, what is this version of Roadhouse about?
It's about a roadhouse.
All right, let's move to score it. Okay.
And a fight. Several fights. Actually, like one extended action sequence.
Very extended, actually, though.
For like 60 minutes.
Here's a question.
Remember the first Avengers movie where it's like, there's like a little bit of plot and then just a fight scene for like an hour?
Yeah.
That's Roadhouse.
Yeah, basically.
Let me ask something on a short list. If you're trying to get someone shredded to go up against Gyllenhaal, who else do you find?
Listen, hold on. We're going too fast. Let's talk about Jake Gyllenhaal and letting himself go.
Wow.
Man is in him.
So I made that same joke when he steps into the little fake octagon they have and he pulls his shirt off. Yeah. And I was just like, bro, what?
listen. It's the scene right after he goes on his date, not date, with the girl. And he's got his shirt off, getting, you know, walking on the dock.
Yeah.
And my wife walked into the room at that moment and turned, and she goes,
"I want a divorce."
She just goes, "Damn!" I went, "I just go, calm down." I didn't even turn around and look at her. Calm down, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
No,
but I mean, here's the part of the draw here,
and the other part of it is Conor McGregor.
He's a shit brick.
But here's the thing, he's. And I don't know how souped up or just how the camera angles were. When he was a fighter in his prime, he was in incredible shape. He wasn't that big.
No. He's
big.
Yeah, he's built now. Yes. Yeah.
He was never a super small guy, but he was never jacked the way that he's jacked right now.
He's got like muscle mass on him. He was never like that.
Nope.
He was always lighter down for, making weight class and stuff.
I still hate the way that he walks.
Why does he walk like a Neanderthal?
That was how he walked to the ring in UFC. He always did that. And he had his arms swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fights like an orangutan, I guess. Pretty much. Don't know. I don't get it.
He's a big dude. I mean, I don't know. He's a big dude.
Have you guys ever watched him fight in the UFC?
Yeah.
I've not.
I actually watched him get knocked the fuck out.
Recently? The recent one?
Well, that was the last one that I remember, yeah.
I saw him get the jelly ankle. I saw that live. And then I saw a couple of his other fights before that, too. I mean, dude's considered one of the best for a reason.
Sure. I also watched him win the double championship, too. Like, there was a point where that dude was absolutely feared.
Yeah.
To fight.
I mean, like if you want somebody that is like to be believably on screen, get punched in the head and think he probably didn't feel that at all.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor's probably your guy, honestly.
You know what I thought was real funny, and I know I'm skipping all the way to the end, but at the end where Dalton's on the boat and that one guy just punches him and he just looks at him.
Yeah, yeah.
I laughed at that because I'm like, bro, what were you doing?
Yeah.
What was your plan?
Did you think that all the people that this guy has maimed or killed up to this point, you think your punch in the face is going to make a difference? you think you're the guy?
Mad respect for Dalton for taking some stabbings too, by the way.
Yeah, dude, just like it. How many times does somebody get stabbed in this movie and then just look at it like it's nothing?
At least twice.
That's the universe we're in, right? Like, that's what this movie.
I've never been stabbed, but I would like to think that. It sucks.
I've been stabbed with silverware before, plastic cutlery before.
We talked about that, yeah.
So it ain't great, you know what I mean? But
not even like real silverware.
Right? it this movie is ridiculous on its face, and I think it's buying into the whole, the original Roadhouse kind of knew what it was. It very much knew what it was, and this movie does too.
It doesn't try to be something it's not.
And I can appreciate that fact, but on after that, though, like, there's still a lot of problems with, like, just watching this movie in general. But it's, I don't know, like, what did I expect when I turned on Roadhouse on by Amazon? You know what I mean?
Look, I watched the trailer. I knew what was coming. I've watched the original Roadhouse countless times, by the way. Mm-hmm. Roadhouse is a movie that if it's on, I will watch.
Yep, I get you.
Because, hell yes, I will.
Because Patrick Swayze is hitting another guy. You know what I mean? Like,
look, you want to talk about dude was in incredible shape in a movie? Patrick Swayze in the original Roadhouse, fucking shredded, bro. And, like, Patrick Swayze wasn't a real big guy. Like, he looked like he'd whip your ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I mean, like, things this movie gets right, and, you know, and stop me if you guys have other things you want to talk about with it, too. But, like, I feel like the whole mentorship thing that Patrick Swayze did in the original Roadhouse,
mm-hmm.
I think that they did a very good job of capturing that in this movie, too. With this movie,
sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually enjoyed that. It's just a small thing, but it's little things like that that I don't think people are either know or looking to appreciate in a film like this. Because, you know, I think all three of us can agree, this movie ain't great. It's not a great movie, but there are great things about it that I think are worth at least, you know, like nodding your head at and, you know, seeing at least the thought process behind it and go, okay, I see why they did that. That's kind of cool. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like he's showing the young guys how to do it. And he's like, just wall back and pop him in the face. And he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the character of the Roadhouse. Where does this, I mean, I know where in the Florida Keys.
Florida.
But where does this really exist?
Florida part of Florida.
I'm sad they didn't have the Island Boys show up, honestly.
God.
I wish they would have had that kind of pull. But
like, Post Malone made an appearance, by the way. Listen,
Post Malone has been everywhere lately. And honestly, it's hard to be upset when you see Post Malone in something.
Do you remember the first time we saw one movie that I remember was in Wrath of Man? When he's like, you fucking shot me in my leg.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
So, okay, back to where does this place exist? Where it's just, it's so lawless that they can't keep bouncers and
You know what would have been slightly more believable? Now, obviously, Florida is the funnier part. But, like, if this was an actual, like, Caribbean island somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be more believable.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in, like, deep Louisiana, you could pull this off, I think.
Sure. I mean, the original Roadhouse was in Missouri.
Something like that, yeah.
So, as far as I remember,
mm-hmm.
the old Double Deuce, which I like the point that they made the Double Deuce the restaurant right down the road.
Yep.
Did they catch that? That was clever.
Yep.
But, so I don't think this is a real place at all. I just don't.
Well, no, so listen, it's not.
The Florida Keys do exist.
Listen.
No. God.
Like, I can accept.
You like my joke.
I can accentuate your point, Grayson. No, there's no place now in 2024 or even a few years back where if someone started punching someone in the face at a bar, someone else would stand up and go, bar fight! And then swing on a random dude. And then another random dude would swing on another random dude. That's not real.
No, it's not really.
As much as somebody's weird stepdad wants that to be real, it's not.
You ever been in a bar fight?
You have anger issues. Get those checked out. But it's like, it's not like that's the extent of like the crazy town, you know, that you're subjected to in this. Everybody's kind of on high adrenaline. I'm going to punch this dude just for being a dude kind of thing. And you have to live that reality the whole movie, which at times becomes taxing, but. Again, what did you think was going to happen when you turned on Roadhouse?
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't expect what we got, and I'll tell you why, is Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, tries to make better like movies for decisions that are going to be heavily story-based.
It's not even that. Jake Gyllenhaal carries this entire film, right?
Sure. Well, he's the only interesting character in it.
Good thing he's in shape, because he has to carry this thing far.
Why are you giggling like an idiot, Roger?
Because it's funny. Because it's funny. Laugh. Yeah, laugh at my joke.
Chris sold the joke. For the first time, I laughed at what Chris has said.
For the first time.
I gave it a hearty chuckle.
But like the thing is, like I guess I don't know what I was expecting. I didn't expect the 89 version. I don't know. I just don't. And he's not the same. I don't think he's playing the same character. I don't think he's.
Nope.
He's playing similar, a different Dalton.
But not the same. Yeah, well, no, because the UFC wasn't big back then, right?
UFC so
no,
didn't yeah. exist as far as.
Yeah,
well, no, but I mean, he's not even playing the same named character.
Nope,
no. Yeah. No. Patrick Swayze was an actual bouncer.
He was a cooler. He wasn't a bouncer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So like whole different profession. Yeah, not the same character name or anything like that. But the premise and the idea behind what builds the like the film up to like the things that happen in it. They're all kind of the same.
So let's talk about some of the elements that come together to make this place. I think the most interesting thing in this film we didn't get enough of is his backstory of why he's a drifter.
So I get why. Listen, I understand why he's a drifter. I don't understand why he continued to pummel that man. And also,
you mean in the fight?
Yes. Oh, okay. So I've watched plenty of UFC. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a referee make the worst decision I've ever seen than that. Because, like, look, he knocked a dude out.
There were five punches after that. Yeah.
Like, normally, if you get knocked out,
the
fight is all, they almost automatically jump in between.
The whole thing is like you get two head bounces. If your head bounces off the mat from a punch twice, you're
supposed to be done.
Yeah, you can't defend yourself anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
But like it's like five of them, man. And then he gets back in for another one because he's so rage filled. It's like no, that does.
They never really talk about that.
No, but at the same time, I don't think that's what this movie's 2 hours long, and if they had to fit more things into this, it'd have been 2:30, and it don't need to be.
The only thing that I'm surprised they didn't, he never once said because like he was like, wasn't he your friend? And if he would have said like one line of dialogue, we're like, well, he did this or he said this,
yeah.
I don't have to have any more story than that. Like yeah. I can extrapolate.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be mysterious. I guess I don't understand.
I just think that's.
But look, he beat a man to death on fucking television, which is something that a whole lot of people don't get to say. He got paid to do it.
And I mean, made money in the process. That's
the weird way to look at it.
Actually, he probably got DQ'd and got no money for that. Honestly.
So let's talk about the setup though.
For that, because that's the referee's fault.
Mm.
I'm sure that he would.
I think you'd have a labor union thing.
Labor
no, I like all jokes aside, I think he would be like, you have to pay me for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's just me.
Hmm.
That's what contracts are for.
True.
We got Grayson.
Oh, I was going to say, let's talk about the setup then of Roadhouse. Yeah. It's very simple setup. Is also wanted to ask you in the beginning when we see when she comes to him, the restaurant owner,
Frankie,
played by Jessica Williams, when she comes to him and say, hey, I have this job, and he says no, and then I guess I was expecting, he says no because of what he's planning on doing that same night, right?
Well, he says no because he doesn't want anything to do with anybody. He's, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, also, yeah, because he's going to try to kill himself.
Yeah.
Which looked awful, by the way.
So that was the worst part of the movie.
That was all. I mean, it looked fake as hell.
The car spins after it gets hit by the train.
There's worse CGI than that.
I don't know. That's
not in this
bad
movie. I don't. Think.
You don't think? Yeah.
No,
that's
really
pretty bad.
I don't know, man. When the boat wrecks on the beach, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, fair. It's pretty bad.
Let's be honest. I don't necessarily agree with you, but I won't tell you. You could make an argument that I would believe.
How about we say this? Anytime there's CGI in this film, it's not its shining moments. Yeah.
Sure. Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why would you have to make CGI there? Liz, I'm not saying a train needed to hit a car. You know, he just could have got off the tracks. they made the decision.
They chose to do this.
Yes. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I don't know.
It's like you could have had him get away.
I know why we get more digital and like more CGI, because it's actually cheaper than doing practical stunts at this point. But man, it looked bad, didn't it? Like, oh.
I
don't know. I think it's because CGI guys are the most underpaid, underappreciated people. Well,
we've talked about that many times.
Yeah. They're seen as Band-Aid fixers, and I don't think that's what you're supposed to do with those people, but whatever.
All that aside, let's talk. So the setup is I think the answer to your question is why couldn't they have him just get off the tracks? Because they needed him to get hit, because that's when he decides to take the job.
Well, that's when he realizes he isn't ready to die.
Right. Okay. Yep. Sure. But I think just having him get off the track, I don't think is a clear enough message to finally have him. I think there's no clear route from that to taking the job. I think you got to have him, or at least that's what they thought. You got to have him get hit by the train. So
yeah, they thought.
I won't agree or disagree.
A man who's lost his gauge on life, who's lost his way, finally finds his way to the Roadhouse to accept a job that, let's be honest, paying him a ton of money.
$5,000 a week, baby.
To do what he's got the skills to do. Is bounce and keep peace in this mythical Roadhouse that doesn't exist in any place in America whatsoever.
Florida.
Okay, but Florida's part of America, dog. I don't know where you think you live, but Florida's part of America.
You ever been to Wheeling Island?
All right, back to the movie.
That's a deep cut for anybody not local.
All right, so that's let's talk about it then. So we have a setup at the Roadhouse.
Well, so
these people that are, it's the same.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Like,
what's that movie Accepted from 2006 with Justin Long?
Taken? It's just Taken, right?
Well, no.
I mean, this is ever, yeah. No, so okay, like, I'm just gonna give the wide view of this because I think it's all we need to do because I think we can point out some stuff that we want to talk about here too. The guy's asked to do a job because people are terrorizing a local business because big bad guy wants local business, right?
Sure.
So they're trying to scare him off. And
we've seen a thousand times.
And he shows up to remedy this situation after shows up, ends up, you know, buying into the whole situation after he witnesses one night. And then other things happen. He connects with the people and then eventually lead down this road of a kind of semi-romance thing into a, okay, now I'm really mad. I'm now going to start killing everyone. And then we get to where we get to at the end.
I do like the fact that he goes on an indiscriminate killing spree.
I do too, actually. When he finally,
like, he doesn't even ask questions. He's like, "You're on this boat. You gotta fucking die."
Cool. that's exactly what I didn't like. Is he becomes like a police detective? And like he becomes the Punisher. Is what he becomes the Punisher.
Terminator.
So here's the thing. I don't think he becomes a detective. He's been curious the whole time. From the moment this movie actually really begins until the very end of it, when people say things, he asks curious questions that gets him to the next piece.
Yep.
He isn't all of a sudden a detective. He's been like piecing things together slowly. He just doesn't care quite enough to follow through with anything.
When he's talking to the police guy and he's like, "My friends call me Big Dick," he's like, "Well, I'm not going to do that." Like, he doesn't, like, it doesn't seem weird to him. He just dry sense of humor is like, "I'm not going to do that."
Yeah. That's his whole character is very literal and dry everything.
I think he's funny as hell.
So I do too.
I think, here's the thing. I think Gyllenhaal is good. Well, he's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he's like, the only good thing about this movie. That's
100%. I agree with that. Yeah. But like, so I think things that I would like to talk about for this are the fights, actually, because that's what this is supposed to be about, right? Yep. This is what Roadhouse is.
Semi-believable.
Listen, that first fight, not the one that didn't happen against Post Malone.
You mean the slap fest outside?
Yeah, the slap fight. Dude, listen, I was grinning during that. Because like when he first slaps the guy, I know this is in the trailer. He's like, "I just slapped you. Are you okay?" Like,
he's like, "We can be done."
Yeah, like,
"You can just go home."
Asking them if they have health insurance. I thought that was clever and stuff. And then like it leads into him just open hand slapping five dudes. It's like,
and then driving them and then driving to the hospital, calling out the bump. So they all, I thought that was okay. Tongue in cheek. I get
it. It's not only that. It's charm that Gyllenhaal can pull off, right? Absolutely. And I think it works because of that. And I don't know, I get it.
You know what also, another scene I thought was not quite a fight scene, but when the guy pulls the gun on him
and
he just walks up to him, he's like, "Didn't you see I have a gun?" He's like, "Yeah." He goes, "But you know," and he goes, "You know," and then he just fucking breaks his fingers. He goes, "Well, now you can't use your gun."
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. That reminded me of the Starship Troopers. If the enemy cannot push a button, he cannot push it. If the enemy cannot use his hand, he cannot push a button. Yeah, that's what I thought of. But
a lot of broken fingers in this movie.
Dude, a lot of broken things in this movie, right?
Very satisfyingly so, though, too, is especially after I said my favorite character is that kind of the wimp of the group of the
bad guys.
Yeah.
And I love that guy. Funny. He is funny. That's the thing. Is like he doesn't look menacing at all. He's not there. He's not gonna.
When he gets on his little bike at the end, he's like, "Man, I just want to ride motorcycles."
Yeah,
I don't really like it here. Yeah.
It's hard to do if you're not in a gang. So you know, like,
so.
Or I love when the bar fight's going on with Connor and the whole bar's just going insane, and he walks by that guy. He walks by the little guy. He's like, "Oh, hey, man.
Yeah, hey, dude. What's up?"
Keeps on walking. I thought that was the best part of the whole movie for me.
When Dalton walks into the bad guy's hideout. After they kidnapped her.
Oh, yeah.
And he punches that dude right in the throat. Yep. He's like, "So I either broke your hyoid bone or collapsed your trachea. Either way."
Yeah. Breathing's going to be really hard for you.
And
Then
he just punches him into the pool. When he hit that dude, I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So
There's a good amount of blood and carnage in this movie.
So I think the fights in this are pretty punchy, on you know, sure. like to have no better term to use.
No,
and,
I get it.
Yeah, so like they're pretty punchy, and I'm okay with it. I think some of the shots are weird. Like it seems like someone wanted
weird first person cut sometimes. The
first person cuts were jarring, but like even like someone it's almost like someone got like a drone and they wanted to play with it and did like those weird like circling the fighters shots.
Like that movie we made fun of Michael Bay.
Yeah, it feels like that because like
ambulance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it feels like that. There's like some CGI mixed with the cuts, and it is kind of jarring at times. There's a lot of CGI mixed in with some of these like the way the fights go. But like on the surface, the fights are actually kind of neat. I don't like the unrealistic amount of violence in this movie, just because it does take me out because I'm a thinking adult in my, you know, in my 30s.
Sure.
But like I think all of that was kind of cool and makes sense for the universe they built. Kind of neat. I don't like that during the big bar fight that happens at the end, how there's like people like in the canoes in the ceiling. That doesn't happen. Nope. Like it's things like that that pull me away from this kind of stuff. Conor McGregor's villain is straight up out of a cartoon.
It is.
And yep. It's kind of wild that they went with that route. Also, when we meet Conor McGregor, he's buck ass naked, right?
And you see his asshole too many times.
So hold on. He's walking through this place naked. His phone rings. He reaches down into his sock with his still tied on boots. Do you know the logistics of trying to take your pants off over boots?
I just figure he's wearing mesh basketball shorts.
Like that's super easy. That's the only explanation, right?
Or he just arrived there like that.
Also,
second explanation discovered.
Like his character is so cartoony.
Well, I actually do appreciate that. Besides the fact it's cartoon, on the cartoon side, when immediately after as he takes the call, then it flashes him hanging up the phone and the thing's on fire.
Yeah,
like, I know we're supposed to think that's funny, but I was like, cool.
Well, so
how did we get from here to here?
So,
I don't need to know.
The other thing with Conor McGregor's being kind of cartoonish is so is Brandt.
Sure,
Brandt. He's like he's not a real villain. He's not a real person.
He's like a really bad Bond villain, right?
Yeah, actually,
you know what interaction when they had when Knox shows up to the hideout thing, mm-hmm. and Brandt's like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" And he's like, "I'm here to kill him," and he's like, "You know what, big man?" He's like, he's talking to me for a second. He goes, "I'm gonna try my way one more time." And he's like, "Oh yeah, sure, pal, that's great." And then he just lets him go
yeah.
do it.
Yep.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, we're gonna need more sandwiches.
I require a copious amount of calories to maintain this physique.
Sure. And I just put again, we're not talking about anything that resembles a story.
No, not at all.
And that's what I was. I didn't expect it.
This movie is just built to get from fight scene to fight scene, for better or for worse. That's just is what it is.
Also, that golf club that McGregor uses is the most durable golf club that's ever been golf clubbed.
Also, what do you think it's like to get hit with like the driver part of a golf
dude? His like when they said he's really hurt,
he's probably really
they meant it. Like he has ribs that are now dust in his lungs,
powdered.
Yeah.
Well, but so again, it's
Billy and Reef were the. the guards, like that dude's name was Reef.
Yeah.
Which is, listen, you want a good bouncer name in the Florida Keys?
Reef.
Reef is strong.
Yeah.
I don't know how. So let's talk about for 1 second the Ellie. Let's talk about
Ellie.
Sure.
I don't even think that where were we going with that?
So Ellie is like five characters in one.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
one,
what I thought
she's
too.
She's the doctor. Two, she's like this weird misunderstood, like former, you know, left the Keys and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like estranged daughter of the
corrupt
Florida Keys
sheriff. Yeah.
Like that's a lot to be for one person.
She's also the love interest.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot happening here.
But she's
got depth.
There's no passion there. There's no passion in that.
Also, who just gets out and just sits in the water like on a sandbar?
That's pretty cool though, man. I got to admit. That's if you can do it.
Is floating. Like
if you can do it, you can do it, man.
You don't know the setup to their sandbar picnic.
I just know that would annoy me. I would be annoyed.
Of all the things in that movie, that's what annoys you about the reality of where they are is the sandbar. That's pretty awesome, man. I'd say
that's not all. I mean, that's one of the things.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
You know what else actually annoyed me for, and I mean this for real, about this bar? I have a feeling like I would go to that bar several times a week, and I would get mad every time there was a bar fight because I'd be like, "This should have been a cool place for me to drink."
Yeah,
and
you come on, guys.
Ruin it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and the first time my beer got spilled, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Why is everyone so hyper aggressive in this bar?
Because it's because they're in a movie called Roadhouse.
But like, I get it. But like, for but give me another reason why you'd be hyper. Like, I've been in lots of bars with a lot of different people, and I don't see
We're
this.
We're Florida Keys, brother.
Yeah.
I just don't see anger like that. And I've been to a lot of bars, man. I just don't
it
see
it. It isn't
anger.
Real. Again,
I've actually been a part of a bar fight. It's not really like that.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah.
I just
don't like
why, that bar
and then,
fight, but
I did think
I didn't
it was cool.
Be involved.
I didn't think it was cool the band was like behind a cage.
Like the band I was gonna say,
that's a real thing from like the original Roadhouse thing.
Yeah.
Like that was a
I
big
assume
deal.
So. I think there's a lot of cool things going on in this movie though too. Not to say that we've been talking a lot about. I think stylistically it's cool. Again, for being a very fake place, for the aesthetic look of the place is kind of it's very interesting too. It's cool. I like the use of the bookshop as well, and Charlie and her dad is kind of like a for at least of what they mean to Dalton. I'm glad we got those little cutaway snippet moments of something else besides the Roadhouse.
I'm happy that they had a good ending too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, you know, the part where he gets a hold of the money.
Yeah, that's also
and he was just like, I'm going to talk to you about short-term memory loss after a concussion. And then he hits that dude with that piece of driftwood and it makes it this funk.
Yep.
And I was like, ooh, funk. And he's like, my deputy was telling me about something about short-term memory loss. He goes, and then Dalton's like, Oh yeah.
I guess it didn't work.
Yep.
No. Yeah. So what? Outside of Dalton, is there any depth in this movie? Because I don't think there is.
There's no real depth to Dalton either. But
no, it's fine. The way Gyllenhaal plays him, I think there's some.
I mean,
depth
the only
there.
Other character besides the Charlie and what her dad, the only other person that matters in any real capacity, the person that I don't really understand the motivation to for the most part is Frankie.
Frankie, yeah.
Because like she's a cool character,
like but why lie? But then like why make it matter for a second
well,
anyway?
Well, that's
too.
The thing. Like I understand maybe you don't tell them the whole story.
Yeah.
But like, look, when people start coming up here like a roving street gang to fight at your bar, maybe tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey man, there's a reason I'm giving you $5,000 a week is because we gotta get these dildos out of here.
Clue, man.
Yeah. And also. If you really had fights that often, I understand that Billy and Reef are doing a good job. You'd have like 12 bouncers.
Yeah.
Bouncers are cheap usually.
Yeah.
You pay them $100 a night and that's it.
Yeah. Well, she says like they've been through a lot of people because like they keep on like not hanging out for more than
a
few
days.
To
get stabbed every shift?
I mean, every shift. Maybe you're into that, but you know, not for every night of the week.
Nah, not really my style.
So I think I have one. Compliment/complaint.
All right.
Why is it in Roadhouse on Amazon, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, do we get one of the coolest Mortal Kombat finishers I've ever seen in a movie?
What, the seven stabs?
When he fucking just stabs that man so many times. Like, it's just...
With broken, like, bar chair.
Yeah. But, like, it's actually, like, a pretty cool, like, fucking, like, it's actually just the extended version of the way Paul Atreides wins his fight, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, but like, it's actually kind of rad when it happens. It's like, okay, why is this so fucking cool in this goddamn movie? Because this needs to be in the next Mortal Kombat film I watch.
Because
it looks cool as shit. And
Let's
it was
us another Mortal Kombat. Let's go.
Yeah, right?
We're past you.
Jake Gyllenhaal's ready to play Rain, period.
No.
Why not?
It's just that's beneath him, I guess.
That's beneath him.
After
he did Roadhouse.
I mean, something's beneath him.
Yes, I do. I think the character he plays in Roadhouse is great. I don't think anything else in the movie is great, but
I really do appreciate Gyllenhaal. Like, I think he all jokes aside, this movie's not really good. Jake Gyllenhaal is good.
I think he's one of my favorite actors of our generation.
What was that 911 movie we watched?
Oh,
ago,
yeah, we're the
pandemic.
Like, Ambulance?
No. We stay with him the whole time. He's a Well, I forget what it's called, but
we liked that movie.
It was Netflix. I don't remember what it's called, but we stay with him the entire like the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah. But like I don't know, he's proven himself time and again to be
more than capable.
An actor with depth. I mean, he's in a couple movies. He's in one movie that tears me up that I still haven't watched it since I saw it, because it's the movie messes me up.
The Guilty is what that movie's called.
Is it Donnie Darko, Chris?
No.
What is it?
Is the one you're talking about?
No, the Guilty is the one Roger's talking about.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
What movie rips you up?
No, I don't even want to look it up right now. So it's just like, but like, it's, he's so good.
I'm in his filmography right now.
Wait, what does that mean? How do you not know what it's called, but it rips you up every time you watch it?
Because I've only seen it once, and I'll never watch it again.
Is it End of Watch?
No.
That movie's sad as shit, bro.
It is.
That is a sad movie.
Hold on, go through. Now I have to know what this is. Go through his filmography, Roger.
I don't feel pulling it up. Let me guess. Southpaw.
No.
Let me guess. No. Is it Brokeback?
No. It's. I mean, listen, that touches me in different places.
Ooh.
All the tingles and jingles.
Does this go backwards? It goes backwards, yeah. It's Bubble Boy. Never mind. There
God, that was a mistake. He regrets that movie, too.
I bet he doesn't.
I bet you he does.
I bet you that paycheck still cashed.
The Good Girl.
The Good Girl.
Yeah. Oh, that's what Jennifer. Is that what Jennifer Aniston? Who knows? Who's that with?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh, is that Jennifer Aniston?
Wait, is that where she thinks he's the guy from Of Mice and Men?
No, that's the one where she's cheating John C. McGinley.
Yeah.
Before he was in anything comedy.
Yeah, where he thinks he's Holden Caulfield. Yeah. No, that's it. I know what that is.
Yeah.
Holden Caulfield. That's so funny. Bubble Boy. Is that, wait, really? Bubble Boy rips you up?
No.
What did I just say? How does he not follow this?
Oh, was it the good joke?
He did.
And when you told him the truth, he wasn't paying attention.
I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about Bubble Boy for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the movie that really rips you up. Oh, he was in Rogers. He was in Source Code, too. The movie that Roger.
Source Code. I like Source Code a lot.
He's been good in a lot. In everything he's been in, he's.
I think Jarhead's a great movie, too.
Jarhead is a good movie.
Jarhead's an unusually good movie, I think, as well. That's Sam Mendes.
Dude, in Jarhead, when they're sitting around and like he pops in the thing and it's the sex tape, and then he gets back up and restarts, and he's like, I want to watch it again.
Oh, he's the other guy's wife. Yeah.
The other guy's wife.
Yep.
He's like, I want to watch it again. And everybody's like, bro, what the fuck?
So we've hit this point in the podcast episode where we're talking about all the other better movies that the actors are in. So I think we're good to
move it, wrapping this up.
Here's the thing. Roadhouse. I'll just start us off with this.
Okay. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know what I was expecting. I knew we weren't going to get the Swayze one. I knew we weren't going to get a super deep emotional biopic of this bouncer from the Florida Keys or the bouncer from a place called Roadhouse. I don't know what I was expecting. And to be honest, I don't even know what we got. It's an extended fight scene. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's a very fictional thing with fictional people in it. I don't see the quality here like people wanted me to. This is a 4 to me. This is a 4. I can't even recommend it because what are you recommending? If you're not recommending Conor McGregor and the fight that comes, what else then would you be recommending?
I mean, yeah. We've seen plenty of decent movies with shitty ends before, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You want me to go or you want to go?
I'll go. I'll wrap mine up real quick. So, you're not far from my score, Grayson. So, this movie, I think, is decent. It's average. You know, it's actually a little bit above that, I think, for what it does. If Roadhouse, the movie, expecting what I want from Roadhouse, like what I'm going to turn this on for, I think it delivers everything it's supposed to deliver, right? It's not great. It's not deep. There's some cool fights. There's some dudes in shape. There's some funny shit that happens. And there's a big fight at the end.
Yep.
This movie would be scored higher, but actually the presence of McGregor actually lowers it. I think his character is so cartoony and actually like rips me out of everything the movie's trying to do. He actually hurts the movie that bad. His character is just out of this world, wacky, cartoony, and unbelievable to where it's actually painful to watch. I think this movie's a 5. I think it's just average. I think if you like Roadhouse, there's a reason why you shouldn't at least see this and decide if it can be a part of your Roadhouse rotation or something like that, right? Like, it's fine. It'd be higher if McGregor wasn't in, I think. I think he ruins a good piece of this film that he's in.
Interesting.
And it's this weird thing where he shows up as like the new bad guy after we already had a bad guy, but then like he doesn't really matter as the bad guy, but we get to fight him because he's the bad guy. It's weird.
He's the fighting bad guy.
He's
not the money man.
He's the punchy guy, right?
Yeah.
But there's ways you can do that without having a punchy bad guy. I don't know. It's a 5. Whatever. It's fine. I just don't want to see McGregor's ass ever again.
Yeah, you see it a couple times, which is weird. So I'm right there with you. I'm at a 5 for this. This movie's fine. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be. Like, no surprises at all. And for better or for worse, it is a Roadhouse movie. This is a perfect movie for like somebody like my dad.
Yeah.
And listen, I watched this movie with my dad.
Yep.
I know he fucking dug it.
Yeah.
Thinks that shit is hilarious. And listen.
Did he laugh out loud and point at the screen when McGregor was walking around naked?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just like, what the hell?
That's like the dad response usually. Yeah.
But no, he was very impressed with him, like with the multiple stab fatalities. Like,
okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. See?
But I mean, this is the kind of movie that like is made for that, and this is a bro movie as as much as it can be.
Yeah,
and it's got some okay fights, some decent scenery. Other than that, this movie's not very strong. So right smack in the middle. It actually hurts me that I gave this. If you listen to our previous episode, better than the movie I actually had high hopes for in Ghostbusters, gave this a bigger score.
Oh God, I gave it a better score too. Yeah, Roadhouse is better than Ghostbusters.
That's the thing. It probably is. Yeah, it's just right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
So take it or leave it, 5.
I was just trying to think of like one even recommending it. I guess the one scene in the film I thought had any merit was when he chose to walk away from Conor McGregor, and why his reasons for walking away, we find out minutes later, were great. And I usually try to talk about a scene I really loved, but in that one, it's because of Conor's response, because of Knox's response. When he's like, he hit him and they both stand up and there's fucking mayhem on all sides of them. But, and then he looks at him pissed and McGregor goes, yeah, me too. Meaning, I mean, they're both at that point where something's going to happen. If they continue, someone's going to die. And then that's why he just walks away. I'm like, that's a cut above what I expected out of that movie. That's like the one moment I was impressed.
Sure.
That's it. That's only one moment.
That was the only moment. Yeah, I get you.
I expected more out of a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. I really did, but it's a shame we didn't get better.
It's not a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. It's a movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal. There's a difference.
I don't know, man. He's on the poster. Like,
do you see his abs? He's got so many.
Why does he have 12 of them? And why are there four across the bottom row? You know what I mean? Like, it's just
why does he have isolation?
Why does he have all the abs?
I'm gonna isolate my donuts. You know what I mean?
Ooh, there you go. There you go. All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining me for this discussing of The Roadhouse. This has been episode 376B of For the Love of Cinema, a movie podcast. Each new episode posts every Tuesday and Friday morning at 5 a.m. on the podcast service of your choice of the following 6. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Please leave a comment or two, rate, subscribe. Every little bit helps. More importantly, thank you very much for listening. Check out the show on Twitter, @LoveCinemaPod. I'm at GraysonMaxwell1.
I am at Rod Stillion.
No X.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Always posting industry news stories on there as well and other social media. Send us an email to fortheloveofcinemapodcast@gmail.com. And next week, we're taking a look at Godzilla Cross Kong, The New Empire, and Spaceman on Netflix.
Spaceman.
Spaceman.
Spaceman.